Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Mutt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
Working class.
Welcome to the Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast. It is episode 399.
399, one away from 400, boys.
Well, man, it feels good. We're on new mics right now.
We are.
That's pretty cool. New boom stands. They're awfully large and overly professional for a bunch of dudes who just guzzle Bush Light.
They are pretty monstrous.
Compared to mine. They're like twice as tall as our old ones.
That's all right. We're working for the future. We got upgrades coming. Hopefully, we'll just get a bigger table and everything will look fine.
Yeah.
That'll be good. It's comfy. They're nice, though.
Oh, yeah. They are nice. Super nice.
Anywho, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate your support. One away from 400. That is pretty cool. And pretty hard to believe. And we're thankful for you for listening and supporting us. And we're also thankful that we have a bunch of brands that commit to us, even though we're a bunch of idiots that drink beer and cuss and talk deer hunting. But the difference is...
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
It's great. It's like, now that I know you're making money to do what you love, I can't support that.
Yeah, I love that TikTok.
You see that video? But no, we are thankful for our partners, being right beside us for this long journey and kind of believing in us when we're like, hey, you want to sponsor us? They're like, no, not really.
No, not at all.
No, I don't.
Fucking idiot.
You guys are kind of dumb. But no, Working Class Bowhunter is presented by HHA Sports. Our opinion, the leader in single pin sights. They offered up a code for our awesome listeners, and that is WCB15. You guys are shooting the Tetra Max. I'm shooting the regular Tetra. And we're all shooting the Virtus Dropaway Rest.
Shooting lights out.
Which is a kick-ass rest. Mm-hmm. My buddy Tyler just got... He bought a Ritual 35. And he has the... He had a Q80 Dropaway. And now he has the Virtus. And he's like, dude, I like this thing way better already.
Oh, yeah.
So, pretty cool.
Nice.
Check them out. Lifetime warranty. They support everything. Scent Crusher. Obviously, Scent Crusher is one of our partners. They've been one of our partners for a long time.
The best.
We have a room clean running as we speak because that's what we do.
Because we're a bunch of working men and we stink.
Yeah, it does help. I love Scent Crusher. We do use it. The gear bag is probably the number one tool in our arsenal. Wrapped mobile shower. We'll talk about all that stuff this episode. So, yeah, Scent Crusher, check them out. Loophole Optics, we're all running. Check out the recent podcast we did with Michael from Loophole. He talks optics, the importance of it, and kind of how it can prevent that feeling of FOMO in the woods, the fear of missing out. We all rock 10x42s. We all rock a different model and all the rangefinders and all that stuff. So check out Loophole.
Love them.
Thermoseat, you can save yourself some money. Code WCTS at Thermoseat. We also have Working Class Thermoseats coming to our store at workingclassbowhunter.com.
That's right.
Those are on the way to us, I believe.
They should be.
So we'll have them up as soon as we get them on our store. It's a staple, man, in tree stand hunting, or really turkey hunting, the wedges and all that stuff. Keep your butt off the ground, keep you dry, keep you warm.
Keep your ass warm.
It's kind of hard
not wet
to argue against anything that Thermoseat does, yeah. We're sitting on them now in the studio. We got our double thick working class thermoseat.
All comfy.
It is nice. Well, the thing is, we're cheap asses, so we bought like $30 Menards office chairs. So we had Chase Rolfson in here.
Yep.
And it was like a 3-hour podcast. He's like, guys, God damn it. Like, you guys got to do something about these chairs. And I'm like, well, just get us some thermoseats on
there.
And
we think these are nice because we used to sit in fucking lawn chairs in here.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, Chase is like, yeah, they're your sponsor. Call them. Like, see if they'll make you some with your logo on it. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
They do that there? No shit.
It makes things more comfortable.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
All right. Read my mind.
So that's awesome. Anyway, we got our thermoseats. Victory Archery, no code there. Doug and I are shooting the Rip TKOs.
Boom.
I'm shooting 75 grain insert, and you are shooting Extortions.
Extortions, 50 grain.
You're liking them?
Loving them.
Yeah.
Loving them.
How could you not, though? I do love those Rip TKOs. My favorite arrow I've ever shot.
Easy peasy.
Also, Gator Outdoors. Gator is currently a retailer, but they are making, I don't know if this is classified information. Fuck, maybe I'm fucking up. Sorry, Wade. But they are turning into a full-blown, like, lifestyle brand, like a clothing brand, everything, which is awesome. They do.
Cat's out of the bag now.
They make, yeah, sorry, dude. They make some great shirts, everything, hats, shirts. You can get camo with the logo printed on them. So check out GatorOutdoors.com. We got people walking in the studio right now, okay. The boys.
What's up, boys?
Elite Archery. We're all shooting the Cure. And by the time this launches, their new bows might be launched for 21. So check that out. Elite Archery, code WCB on everything outdoor group. Also, Big Time is one of our partners. WCB 2020. Save you some coin there. This just in, Big Time sponsored the shoot last year. We're looking at June again for 2021. Big Time is going to be the lead sponsor on the shoot again. We're planning an after party. Lots of Big Time to give away.
Like always.
I think we gave away like almost 80 acres of Big Time.
That is insane.
It was insane. And everyone couldn't believe it. We're like, yeah, they signed up. I'm like, hey, grab a bag of Big Time. How much is it?
Are you sure?
It's free. Just grab a bag.
Like, take it and get the hell out of here and go shoot your bow. All right. Yeah, so that's what happened. Super thankful for that relationship. Also, Old Barn Taxidermy. Man, the chilly night at Old Barn will be over by the time this launches, but we'll be there this weekend hanging out with all the great people at Old Barn.
That's right.
And there's drop-off points throughout the Midwest, actually probably throughout the country to be more exact, because there's an Old Barn in Colorado as well. And you can basically get your critter to Old Barn through a drop-off point. It's easy. They're very fair priced, very exceptional. Very exceptional. Does that make sense?
Detailed.
Very detailed, great quality work from bears to birds to fish to whitetails to any game head, and it's a damn quick turnaround. So they're on it. Old Barn Taxidermy. Let's get on with the podcast. So you have a veteran shot.
I do. This was sent in by Robert Latta, and the veteran name is John Burton. He's in the Army. He said, I'm a veteran in Airborne Infantry in the 82nd Airborne Division. My brother, best friend, not blood brother, John was a medic that switched to special operations and as of about a week away is now on leave to ETS from the military. He signed out on terminal leave, hopped a flight up to Alaska, and is chasing doll sheep.
Oh, damn.
Then he's going to hunt for speed goats in South Dakota next month. Then he's going to come back to OH, which I'm assuming is Big Ohio, where everyone's dropping big bucks right now.
Yeah.
For some whitetail action.
Sorry, this must be an older veteran shout out. He probably already did a lot of.
Yeah, since September 14th.
Oh,
so.
Sorry, buddy.
He probably killed a monster.
I hope so.
Monsters.
Then he said, for some whitetail action with me in November. I'm proud of the hard work he put into the military and being a great husband and father to his three kids and a godfather to my son. I'm proud of you, brother.
Hell yeah.
Very cool. Thanks, man, for your
service.
Thank you
for your service,
John. Hopefully your hunts were successful and good luck to you, man, in Ohio. There's big deer in Ohio.
They've been dropping.
I heard that
they've been
once.
Dropping some monsters.
Just once?
I heard it once. Maybe twice.
I heard some guy at the bar talk about it once.
Some dude told me he passed bigger 8-pointers than me, so I was like, oh, you must live in Ohio. All right, let's get on the podcast. Thanks for listening. All right, we're here with the man of the hour. Well, it's kind of funny. So we did our intro. Austin Chandler and Ross Bigger walked in when we were doing the intro. They're just like, hey, we're here to crash the party. And then, of course, Dan Drake, our good buddy Dan from Scent Crusher, is back. Thank you, man. I don't know why you keep coming back, but we're glad to have you.
You guys make me laugh. That's why.
That's it. Yes. Your guys' stupidity makes
me
feel better.
Or he likes laughing at us. Yeah. I don't know which one it is. Yeah.
With us or at us?
Yeah. As long as you're laughing. How you been, man?
Good, good. Heck, you know, we're right in the middle of the season. Well, not right in the heart of the season yet, but it feels like it is here, and, you know, I'm ready. Man, can't believe it's been another year.
I know. It's snuck up quick on all of us, I think.
I think like, it does every year.
I know. It's like, dude, it's middle of October already. This is not good. Like, there's so much to do and, like, so much to get done, but it's crazy, man. But it just means you're busy, man. Burn those candles at both ends, baby, you know?
You have to. Yep. You have to. Otherwise, you get bored.
That's right. Or you don't. It's hard to make money if you don't.
Yeah. Like, so is it true that this is episode 399?
That's right. That's right. I know right. You're a little upset you didn't get 400.
400 would have been special, but that's all right. I get it.
Right. You're damn close, man.
Yeah, you're right there.
We all gave
right.
you the best we could.
We could call 399 and a half.
We'll round it up.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. Always enjoy it. So.
Well, we're glad you come back, man.
What do we want to break into?
I want to talk about COVID. I think the last time we talked on the podcast –
We hit on it a little bit, I think.
We touched on it, yeah. But I think it's worth touching on again because, you know, unfortunately it hasn't gone away like we all kind of thought it might have just blown over. But no, I think it's worth talking how ozone and COVID are kind of a topic of conversation together. And if you didn't hear the last episode, you might be like, what the hell is he talking about? But I think that's worth breaking down, and I want to talk about some of the new stuff and maybe some hints at the future if you can.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good. So, you know, before I think maybe we talked in March is kind of the world was falling apart.
Yeah.
We knew, you know, obviously that ozone is effective against bacteria and flu and viruses. And I've done a bunch of testing in my other businesses on that. We do military tactical and some other stuff. So, we knew it was effective. We just didn't know how effective it was. And, but we knew it could help. So I guess, you know, we fast forward this deal and, we had a big company, Boeing Defense came to us and wanted us to outfit their, offices with systems so they could keep their people working in the middle of it. So we did that. I got a call from the head of LA Emergency Management, and they were dealing with COVID cases, and they were using some of our prototype products in another area out there asking if we killed COVID. So, you know, we really just started to dive into it, and everybody wanted to say, okay, and you say you can do it. Here's your white paper. Here's why it makes sense. Go test it.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? They don't just let the live virus out for fools like us to play with.
No kidding.
They don't do that.
Right.
Why not?
So
just the Biden campaign,
huh? When everybody was damn scared to death, right?
Right.
So we called around, and man, I talked to like NIH, the National Institute of Health. I talked to their research lab in Montana. I called all over. Nothing. So finally I decided to pull my little string I had in Kansas and try and apply some political pressure to the state to let me test at their lab. And I called a guy I knew, and he goes, well, let's do it a different way. And he hooked me up with a lab, and they moved me to the front of the line to test. And I tested in May and June on a modified system of ozone. And we killed COVID at 99.97% in a closet.
Pretty good odds.
Not bad, huh? And we developed a room system that you hit a button and walk away and it kills COVID in the room at 99.8.
Damn.
So
that is so.
So go ahead.
Is there anybody else that was doing this extent of testing that you were doing? Was it even available for anybody else?
Clorox was there the week after we were there.
You're heading the game.
Like, you jumped ahead of Clorox.
Yeah. So. And I will tell you, you know, there's all these people who say, well, we kill flu and virus and, you know, use our sprays. Well, nobody's tested it on a live virus. So this lab, they told us we're one of three in the country. They literally were making anthrax on one side of the hallway and testing our stuff on the other.
Damn.
I mean, it was crazy. They said we are one of three in the country that have this. I was up there this week testing. We created a turf sprayer that will kill ozone on football fields. So I was up there this week testing that, and they had monkeys in there doing live vaccine testing. Jeez, so, man. Anyway, we were at a crazy lap. Facility. Yeah. Yeah, they did not let us walk around without handcuffs and somebody by our side.
I said they got monkeys and anthrax and all kinds of shit going on.
Kidding. You're out there with Bob Lazar at Area 51. You know, shit you're not supposed to see.
I think I seen this in the movie one time.
That's hilarious that they got some working class guy, if you will, that's in the hunting industry in a lab where they're making anthrax and before Clorox, you're just like, yeah, can we put some fucking ozone on it and see if that kills it?
Spare this shit.
And it's funny because I became friends with I was up there a couple of days, the lab guy that was kind of running it. He goes, I think this deal's going to work. He goes, I've done a little bit of research before you got here. I said, yeah, I think it is too.
No kidding, man.
So it is not it's not just ozone. Yeah, we know ozone in really high concentrations for a long period of time can be effective, but it's not practical to do it in that manner. So we created a system that uses ozone in the right amount with an atomized humid air environment, as well as a special tablet we designed, mm-hmm. which helps the process. So it's not – I can't say put your stuff in our bag and it kills COVID at a high rate. It doesn't. We tested some of that stuff just by itself. But anyway, you know, I bring it up because nobody really realizes – I wish I was just a hunter, but nobody realizes the amount of money, time, and energy that we spend as a company working for policemen, law enforcement, firefighters – you know, COVID, yeah, yeah. You know, kids, teachers, hospitals.
It's a multi-layered now. Industry for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to bring all that back to hunting this year.
Yeah, that's incredible, man.
That's amazing.
It's such an effective tool in just regular life and hunting, of course, you know. And it's funny that we get messages still that people ask if the equipment, the scent crusher stuff, actually works. And I'm like, yeah, it works. Like, I don't. No, I we're still arguing about that. Like, you know what I mean?
It's, right.
Yeah, of course it works.
Because we were all arguing. I mean, everyone argued about it when ozone first got introduced, and now everyone's like, yeah, it
new,
works.
You know?
Right, it was new.
For sure. So it's funny that that's still a thing. Like, it's proven. Now, is it guaranteed to work on a whitetail? Well, not by the time you do all the other fucked up stuff that you should have stuck to your scent control regimen. Like, it's up to you to make it work as best as possible. You know, it can't walk you to your tree for you. But yeah, like, we still get messages about that. Like, hey, does it really work? Is it worth it? And yeah, I think it's worth it. The gear bag is my favorite thing of all time. I live out of that.
1,000%.
So, but no, it's just cool, man, because, you know, everyone in our industry, you see Scent Crusher and you think just Scent Crusher. Well, yeah, it's Scent Crusher and Dan Drake and all that. But yeah, you're doing multi-layer. You're helping our basically first responders and everybody that's, you know, law enforcement, firefighters, all that. Like, you're helping basically American heroes do their job, essentially.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and we think that, so the new system is called SARUS Systems, SARUS. And we think it really is, I mean, it can help. So this room unit literally can be used in every classroom. They don't have to, you know, you hit a button, it cleans the room way better than you could ever do it with a cloth. It cleans the air, it cleans the underside of the chairs. So now it's perfect for schools, the local Subway sandwich shop, you know, nurses, doctor's offices, all these high, you know, places. So anyway, it's fun. You know, it's, I learn something new every year.
Yeah.
We all knew this deal was really going to be messed up in March, and I don't know about you guys. I didn't sleep for about 45 days in there. It actually turned out to be okay. People needed lawn and garden stuff, which we sell. People are buying hunting stuff because it's their passion, and,
right.
and it's good in this deal. And we've all got our own opinions about this virus and what it means and what it is. And I won't go there other than to say it probably all disappears after the election. So
I won't go there, but here's what it is.
Just run the ozone till then.
So if I know we actually, believe it or not, there are teachers that listen to our podcast and people
I live
that,
with one. My wife's a teacher.
Yeah. It's crazy out here. You think here we are. Our dumb asses is hanging out with smarter people. It's what we
That's right.
We're shooting up.
Learn you something.
So what if a teacher hears this and they're like, how do I get a hold of one of those?
Yeah, so you can go to SARUS Systems, and we've got a commercial side there. It'll treat 1,250 square feet per room, and then we've got a closet you can throw all your laptops in and backpacks and those things and do that. So That's how, and I will tell you the funny thing is, again, we're in a messed up world, but you know, this crazy make believe money they all made up for CARES funding, will pay for all this stuff for free. So schools and government offices can get this stuff free of charge.
No kidding.
I'll have to tell my wife about this for their school, because they're so on and off if they're teaching this week or if they're not, they're teaching half a week. Yeah. It's freaking insane.
Well, I talked, so, you know, our regular listeners know I work at John Deere. And after we did that last podcast, Dan, when COVID was kind of becoming the hot, troublesome thing, I talked to everybody at Deere that I could, and I was like, hey, this is probably something to look into for the offices and all that. Well, now I know what I'm going to pitch now. So that's crazy. I mean, you got this is kind of the fix for the situation. I mean, I don't know if you would say that, but I'll say it.
If for a buck a cycle you can clean an entire room perfectly versus trying to spray Clorox, tells you have to leave it on the surface for 10 minutes and wipe it down, and you know, the hours and hours it takes to do it. Yeah, it just seems like the easy answer. It's funny. It's always been the easy button for hunting, and maybe now it's the easy button to clean, you know, the rooms and sanitize them the way they should be.
Can you be in the room while it's running, or is it best to leave the room, let it do its thing?
So in the closet environment, just like ours, we contain the ozone. In the room, you can't be in there. It runs a 90-minute cycle. And then we've got a motion activation device just in case somebody comes in and shut down. But at the end of the cycle, it continues to check a sensor. And as soon as it's safe to reenter the room, it sends you a text to your cell phone and says, come on in.
No shit.
And that would be perfect for teachers, because they can just start at the end of the day when they leave.
Mm-hmm. And there's a timer on, you know, there's a series of timers on. You could have it just going off every night at midnight. Yep.
Damn, dude, that is awesome.
You just thought of everything.
Even
on this
hunting
one.
Camps and all that too. Like,
so little farm town, Atlanta, Kansas, hunter boy, you know, which is my roots and I love. The Kansas legislature called me in last week and I gave congressional testimony.
No shit.
Can you believe that? I'm in a suit talking to all these Kansas legislators about this stuff and whatever. So it's just, I don't know. It's humbling and fun, and you never know where it's all going.
Dude, congratulations, man. That's
It's huge.
That's incredible.
You're the man.
All fun. Well, let's
all fun.
Moving on anyway, but enough about
there's
me.
There's more to do out there. So in bigger news this week, it has been hot here in Kansas, and my buddies that I met in Germany that are armed forces, God bless them, they've been protecting us, Apache helicopter pilot, honored 9 tours overseas. I met him in Germany at the trade show over there. He helped us a couple times. Him and his buddy came hunting from their station in Colorado Springs now, came out this week, and it was hot and hot and hot. Deer weren't moving. So I went down there second night with them, and they picked their stands, and I said, okay, I'll go to this other one. And damn it, I shot a nice deer.
You did?
Yeah.
I missed this.
I haven't posted. Chase is figuring out something. I haven't posted it all up and done it. But anyway, I got to – it was really late, so I obviously you knew the camera cards and stuff, and this one came in last of field, and it was kind of, you know, light was waning, and I didn't have a good shot on him, so I drew and probably held for 2.5 minutes and just didn't get right to me. And then he came and light was again dimming, but turned sideways to me at 14 yards and went, all right, here we are. And I knew that I wasn't exactly sure. I didn't have a lighted knock on my arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on me. So we left him overnight, came back, got him day, which was tough because it was so warm in Kansas. I think the low that night was like 72 or something. You know?
Yeah, man.
So I lost the meat on that deal, which
damn it.
Me out. But the guys hadn't really seen anything. So, we put them in a stand again the next night, and I went and sat behind my cabin and toasted a doe.
They're probably too. Thinking you're sitting under the freaking –
see anything, so.
Like, Dan, you're sitting on the good spots. You got to hook us up, man.
Right, right.
Yeah, I feel bad that my boys in weren't won't see anything, but they'll be back in a couple weeks to hunt some more.
So. Oh, they're good then.
Well, congrats on the buck, man. That's awesome. That's cool to get it done early, especially when it's less desirable weather.
And got a doe out of the way.
Yeah. Papa Dave shot one, would have been on the 9th, and it was hot too. We were super worried about it. He was a little unsure about his shot, and I was working like a weird shift, so we ran out and recovered it and basically got him clean and got him on ice and got him hanging as quick as we could. But yeah, I was so worried about the warm weather, and 83, 85 was like the high over the weekend. Yeah. Not ideal, but you can make it work, obviously, you know.
Well, yeah, and the Midwest is so crazy. Like tomorrow it's going to be like a high of 40 something.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow's perfect. We should be in a stand. Absolutely.
Yep. That's why we were planning on recording. I mean, things are getting moved around, but we didn't plan on doing the podcast schedule we planned on this week. The cold front moves around how we record during hunting season.
Right. Good for you.
So, hey, priorities, right? Like we're hunters first, we're podcasters second. That's right. So, but no, that's awesome, man. So, I mean, can you kill another buck in Kansas then?
No, you can't. You get one, and then I think I get four does. I have three tags. I think I did it. So now I don't need the fourth one because it's just me. But so I for sure have two more doe tags to fill, and I need to see. Maybe I get one more. But I've got a buddy in a place in Texas that I'll probably go down and hunt. So
very cool. Very cool. I was going to ask what was next, you know, if you were going to do any trips this fall or if it's the business is keeping you tied down, which I can imagine, especially with all the COVID stuff.
Yeah. So I'm still, you know, trying to figure out that deal and stay on top of it. But
very cool.
It's all good.
Well, man, let's talk about, you know, talk about heat and less than ideal hunting weather and then sweating on your way in because, man, that's a bad feeling. You get back and you stink a little bit and you're like, all right, I'm going to run a cycle on my clothes. That's what we do. Goes in the gear bag or whatever we're doing. And when we get done and run another cycle, so we're fresh on the way out the next time around or on the way out, whatever. Let's talk new products, man, and the Halo series and all that.
Yeah. So I had deer both of those nights within 5 yards of me, you know, downwind. Mm-hmm. No problem. And, you know, you guys have seen it and all of it. But so the new Halo stuff, almost all the products have this new, we call it the Halo generator, but it's a circle sphere that runs 4 to 6 hours on a single charge, and you just drop it in your bag, you know, that we've got, or closet or tote, and you know, it runs a perfect cycle on it. It's just, you know, it's easy. Now you can take that with you uncorded, right? So you can run it, you know, in faraway camps and all the other places, or in your house, or in another bag or closet if you have it. So so that's really the kind of the heart of the system. And then we went through and we, if you haven't seen it, you guys have, but if the listeners have, we changed everything. So I basically created all the products in 2014, and we came out in 2015. But when I did it, you know, we weren't sure if it was going to work. I kind of took some old designs and, you know, just it really was old school because you're dealing with fabrics and stuff. So 5 years later, we got to incorporate all the things we dreamed about. We've got, you know, the new bag has backpack straps. It's got a rubberized bottom. It's got unbelievable techno-white kind of fabric to it that's tougher than stuff. The zippers are 5 times as strong. So we got to do that with all the products. And it was just fun and exciting. They've been really well received this year. And, you know, it's fun to do it all over again. And do it the right way because you know it's going to work this time.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And I will say it's definitely like it seems like triple the upgrade. I loved the stuff before. Didn't know what I didn't have, you know, but the new gear bag, like the backpack straps, that might sound like a little thing.
That's a freaking game changer.
That's a game changer for like if I'm in and out of my truck, in and out of the house, going to camp. You can while you're carrying stuff and all that, it's awesome.
You throw that on your back and still carry stuff in your hands.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. Hands tied that's up. It might sound silly to someone that doesn't use the bag or whatever, but I'm telling you, that's I love that
game changer.
Yeah, and you know the locker, the old closet, we call it the locker in the upgrade here, is 30% bigger than the other one. You know, it's just
And you don't have to have it near an outlet now; you can put it anywhere you want. Because that new unit, it's just you charge it up and throw it in there.
And just the little pockets you guys added in that you can access from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome too.
Yeah, love it. No, definitely major needed upgrades and stuff that just, I always loved it before.
Right.
But it's now it's just, it's like it's fancy.
It's like one of those things, like, level. How can you make this better? And then you do make it better. Yeah. You're like, holy shit. Yep. Yeah,
you know, it's way I'm better. Tired of Gucci calling us asking if they can put their little symbol on the side. I'm like, no, this isn't for fancy girl sweaters.
That would be awesome. Do you remember, Dan, the one podcast we did? We had a lot of people write in and thought this was funny. That I said, well, you mentioned I don't know if I should, whatever, drug dogs, how you were trying not to, what people were using it for. I'm like, you need to make a tie-dye one that comes with a hacky sack, you know, for all our friends venturing back and forth to Colorado.
Hacky sack material.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's awesome.
So just consider it, you know, and don't talk about it now. Just consider it for a series down the road.
We will.
That's what they were testing in the lab also.
Yeah.
You know, and then we got to do a couple of fun new products too. So there's this, you guys have seen the Covert Closet. So it's basically our roller bag, but now you unzip it, pop up a little place to hang your clothes and pull up a sleeve around it. And now you've got a portable closet with you. So, you know, just fun innovation. That's all.
Yeah, that stuff's cool for just hunting camps or guys on the move that might hunt, you know, Kansas and then Illinois, then head up to Iowa, and they're going to stay a place for 5 days. They can pop that up and throw everything in it.
Yeah, a lot of the teams we sponsor, just that's their go-to bag. That's what they use because they're traveling so much.
Yeah, I can imagine. When we went to South Dakota, it was nice to not have to worry about having electricity because we just tent camped out there. But it was cool. I just made sure that I had everything charged up, and I just would run like a quick cycle every day. Because, man, running around in that heat, I mean, it was hot out there, and you're sweating and everything. I'd get back, run a cycle on everything, and then be ready to rock in the morning. But so it was nice not have to – I mean, we had a generator out there, but I didn't have to use it.
Right. Didn't have to worry about it.
Kept my scent crusher stuff in the tent and ready to rock.
Chase Ralston from Rubline, you guys know, he went up and he did like 10 days in Alaska for a caribou hunt. And he sent me pictures once he got cell phone coverage again. Of course, they did, you know, they just had what they packed in. So he had taken a generator and, you know, they all had like one or two pairs of socks and underwear. And they would take their duffel bags or their sleeping bags and throw their stinky stuff in there and put a generator in there and roll the end of it to take care of their stinky socks and underwear.
Oh, that's great, a good idea.
I was like, God, that's awesome.
Yeah, too. Plus, the end of that sleeping bag gets pretty rank, too. So it's like,
oh, yeah.
That's a good idea. I never thought about that. It is nice. Like, I get the nicest, like, boxers and socks I can get on a hunt like that. And it is nice and if you got to wring it out and then let it dry like merino. But ozone is a game changer for that because if you're going to get winded, it's because your butt stinks, man.
Right, yeah. You walk 12 miles, we all get it.
Yeah, it's like, hey, listen, you know, you spray down, but your butt stinks. It's like you got to take it on to the next level.
I can smell you from here.
My dad, growing up, like, wipe your ass. Like, you always say, like, you smell, man. You gotta get some ozone on that. It's like, all right, dude.
Damn, man.
It's like a little harsh, but you're not wrong.
Well, we need an ozone diaper pail.
You know, honestly.
How come I haven't done that?
You man? Do, man. I'm all on board, and everyone's going to get tired. Every time I talk ozone, I talk cloth diapers. We cloth diaper with my daughter. It's a game changer, man. The room clean. And people are probably tired of hearing me talk about that.
I hear in the background. Yeah.
Yep, she's in the background. She's like, you talk about my diapers, but you run the room clean right after you get done cleaning diapers. Or even
in the
like,
studio. We have two of them in here because we have five dudes in here.
Yeah.
Sweaty ass dudes.
Yeah. It is a game changer. I just think that people who have never used it or know what it's about they can't fully appreciate it until you use it.
They don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But diaper pail. Dude, there's a whole other market right there, the baby industry. I guess
they're more. Those moms spend more money than hunters would ever dream about.
Dude, oh, absolutely.
That ain't a lie. Yeah, spending like $1,500, $2,000 on like a stroller.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, nah, I'm good. Walmart.
Walmart, I'm talking garage sale, bro.
Oh, yeah, or that, you know. But yeah, that's no kidding. But also, you know, some of that would be worth it, though. Because if you have your diaper pail there, or if you cloth diaper, it sucks to have to spray them out every time. So you have like your bag of shit diapers that you go through and clean. It's supposed to be a scent proof bag, but it's not, you know.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you got to clean that too once you're done. So I don't know. I'm surprised you're not already on top of that, or somebody isn't already on top of it.
Maybe we are. Who knows?
Another thing they were testing in a lab, taking a shit in a bag.
Shit in this bag.
Yeah. Hey, shit in this bag. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, there you go. You need is an ozone butt sprayer that you hook up to your toilet because of the toilet paper shortage. Am I on to something, or is that silly?
The scent crusher bidet.
See, this is what we do, Dan. Scent crusher bidet. We just think it's like called redneck engineering. You know, that's all we do around
just
here.
Drink beer and throw ideas at you, and you're just like, you guys are idiots. Hey, Dan, what if you did this?
Yeah. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Like, dude, great idea.
You just spent, I don't know how many hours in a lab with some of the smartest people in the country.
And then you got to talk to us.
And then you jump on Working Class Bowhunter. Yeah, and
that sounds good, but listen to this.
Yeah, man.
You know what? But the people in the lab, they like me more than the other idiots that come in there because we're real people, you know? Oh, they'll sit there and talk to me about stuff forever, and I'm not like some bean counter with thick glasses on that has labeled everything 16 times there. So we sit there and we just chat. Anyway, it's all fun.
Yeah, you got some nerd from Clorox coming in there.
Yeah, right.
It's like, man, I don't know what the sanitation – I don't know what the term – what industry is Clorox? But I doubt that there's a good group of like – camaraderie, trade shows, and good people. I mean, there probably is, but fuck them. Nah, for our sake of this podcast, it's definitely not.
Yeah, Clorox sucks. Oh.
Trade shows. Did you guys hear ATA was canceled today?
I know, man. I expected it, to be honest.
Yeah, so did I. But
I expected it, but I didn't want to believe it.
And you know what's sad about it, Dan? Like, this was the year where, like, you know what? We're going to book a hotel where all the big boys stay right above the hotel bar. And we're going to do it. We're going to hit it hard.
And wear suits.
Yeah, we're going to wear suits, you know.
Three-piece suits the whole time.
We're going to – 2021 was our year. This is a year to make the impression.
You should have pitched at ATA that you could kill COVID. So, could have saved it.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
You know – you guys wanted a little leak, so here's what we're doing. In about, I don't know, probably a month or so, we are going to release the Scent Crusher COVID killing unit.
That's the deal. Hit up ATA right now. Call them.
We don't even need ATA. This is going to be in stores before Christmas for people to buy.
No kidding.
Yep. That's your leak right there for your listeners.
And it's Scent Crusher branded and everything.
We're going to do a Scent Crusher branded one also. You can drop it into your regular tote or closet or whatever. It'll do all that. So it will do everything you need it to do for hunting plus kill COVID.
No shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there you go. You heard it here.
That's juicy.
Your wives will let you buy that because it kills COVID.
Absolutely. COVID.
They can use it on whatever they're freaked out about. Yep.
That's a big deal, man. I don't feel like we're upplaying like this as it deserves. I feel like we're kind of – that's a huge deal.
That's big.
And that's a bold, bold claim. That's big, man.
Yeah, it's exciting. We practically had to move the world to get our guy back into the where we make this stuff. He had to quarantine as he went back in. It took us about 2 months to get him an emergency visa, and he was on 48 hours worth of flights to get there.
Wow. No kidding. So this will be out before Christmas?
Yep.
Casually just like, yep, it will be.
Take a swig of whiskey. Yep.
That is awesome. Congratulations on that. That's a big
deal.
And
now it has to be because I'm going to brag to my team how I talked about it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So I did a thing the other day.
This guy's on the team.
Yeah, I did a thing yesterday.
So, guys, you guys ever heard of Working Class Bowhunter? No one really listens.
They're not that big. We should be fine.
Yeah. They're what some people might call an industry standard.
I told him by Christmas, and everyone just gives you those wide eye looks.
You know what?
He didn't say. He didn't say Christmas 2020.
No,
that's right. Well, you
played, sir.
Better be out before the election, Dan.
Yeah, we. No kidding.
He's like, God damn it, Curtis.
These people. Yeah.
So I approved the packaging today, so I know we're all good with it,
dude.
So.
That's awesome,
excited.
Man.
Exciting as hell.
That's really cool. That'll be huge for you guys. And I think everybody, every guy listening is making Play-Doh snakes with his hands right now because he knows he can talk his wife into getting one of those if it kills COVID. So
making Play-Doh snakes.
That's right. I just had to give out that visual because
I've never heard that before. That's
you never
awesome.
Have?
No.
No, that's new to me.
My man. God.
You know the meme? I don't know what it's from, but it's the black guy in the suit and he's like looking off to the side and he's like rubbing his hands together, making Play-Doh snakes.
That's awesome.
That's what you're doing. You're plotting. You're excited. That's awesome, man.
What stuff look like for you guys up there this year? You got any big deer on camera or chasing? What do you have?
It's a strange year for me personally. I have a couple. I have a newer, smaller property that I had three big deer in velvet that I'm – it's hard to explain. My access isn't great. I'm waiting for crop to come out, but I'm hoping to make some moves on some big deer. We'll kind of see what that is. But some other properties where I expected big deer to be, I don't have anything big yet. So it's kind of I got mixed emotions on it so far, but I'm not freaking out, you know. Yeah. Eric, you got some
good bucks on camera. But
well, hell, Eric and Doug, you both got some lookers and
recently.
Then,
some finally, lookers. Fuck,
like within a couple days.
Yeah,
I got some decent. I got a real big one early season, but I haven't seen him back since. But I've got some decent ones here within the last.
Can we
few
talk
days.
About how big he is?
I don't care.
He's like 170 big.
Oh yeah, he's big.
That's like awesome.
170 typical big.
Yeah.
And Doug has got a buck right now, Dan, that's like, can we talk about how big this deer is?
We
got to keep in mind, like, people locally listen to our shit to plot on us. We can talk about it?
Yeah, we can.
Well, you don't act like you want to talk
about it. No, we can. It's good. We're good.
I mean, how big do you think that deer is?
Big enough.
Because you've known him for a couple years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm going to say 182.
I'd say he's 80s.
Yeah.
He looks 80s. Yeah.
I'd say he's 180s.
You know, every year I'll have a deer like that on camera, and it's at least you get to dream while you're sitting in the stand.
Right.
I didn't have anything like that this year, at least not yet. So, yeah, having something like that, a 170, 180 deer on camera, it just
makes you feel good.
It makes you smile when you walk in the stand. You're like, maybe today's the day. And then you get a trail cam pic on your phone. You're like, damn it, I'm in the wrong stand.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah.
That, you know, you can make. Here I go. You're up there making Play-Doh snakes because you have hope. Like it's like that motivating factor that kind of like
making Play-Doh snakes
filters in, and it just gives you. It makes you want to sit longer. It makes you want to make the right moves and all that. Like one of the deer I'm looking at, he's high 60s as a typical 10.
When that makes those all day sits worth it, because you never know.
It could break loose at any time.
Exactly.
Any time. Dan, we got to talk about the rapid mobile shower before we cut out of here, man.
Amen. That's the other fun new product we got to do this year. The rapid mobile shower. Come out of work. It's too late. You know you aren't going to be there in time. You always feel like you're pushing it.
You're hauling ass to the stand.
Maybe your ass stinks a little bit. From
oh, for sure.
Wipe your ass. You know?
You know? That's it. Hop yourself in the rapid mobile shower suit. Plug yourself into your cigarette lighter. You're cleaning your body on the way there. And you guys are so awesome. We did the Working Class Bowhunter edition.
That's right. We did. That's crazy to see my logo, our logo, underneath a Scent Crusher logo on a product. And it was crazier to get the box and see our logo on the outside of the box, like on the cardboard. It's like, wow.
It was weird.
There it is. That's what this feels like, huh?
So just because I want to compare you guys to somebody. So when I first started in this industry, the Drurys, man, I obviously love them. Their team. I remember I was out one night with Mark Drury, and he was wearing his own brand of jeans that they had done. And I thought,
really?
That's when you know you.
I didn't know they had that.
They had their own brand of jeans for a little while. Or so he was wearing around. I was like, man, that's cool. So you guys. Right there. Yep.
Well, I hope one day that we get our own pair of jeans because that'd be cool. But I didn't know the Drury Outdoors had their own jeans.
I didn't
need
that.
Yeah, they had DOD jeans. Yeah, it was awesome.
I need a pair of them, man.
No shit.
They were probably sparkle britches.
Did they have sparkly stuff on the pockets?
Taylor was wearing them, and she gave a pair to Mark. I don't know.
Mark had women's jeans on. All right. Hey, it's hard to tell
you
Mark Drury what he can.
Absolutely not. I am not saying Mark Drury had women's.
You heard it here, folks.
Heard it here first.
Another big leak.
Hey, listen, Mark Drury kills some monsters. I'm not going to give that man shit about wearing women's jeans.
No, if he wants to wear women's jeans, let him wear women's jeans.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, Mark, it's fine.
Yeah.
But no, that's cool. No, we do appreciate you letting that happen and allowing us to have our logo on a Scent Crusher product and market something truly for the working class guy and gal. That's, you know, I always compare like the gear oil. I work for John Deere. I mess around with oil that stinks and I'm greasy and nasty. And that's something that can help me get that edge off my clothes, or if I change and don't have time right after work and I'm hauling ass, passing people doing 75 and 55, which is typical. Yep. Happens.
Breaking the law.
I'm kind of doubling down and multitasking at the same time on the way to the woods. So, right. No, it is pretty cool, man. I don't know if there's anything else like it in the industry, and it's definitely outside the box.
You know, it's been received pretty well. We didn't know what it would be, but again, it just saves time. I mean, when else did you ever have the opportunity to not have to go take a shower? So there are some people using it, and it's been a lot of fun. It's a fun partnership with you guys. I mean, it gives me an excuse to call you every few weeks and just chat. So I probably like that as much as anything. So
hell yeah. Absolutely. No, we appreciate it, man. It's super cool. And we have links to that if you go to workingclassbowhunter.com to get that, your own WCB rapid mobile shower. Basically takes you right through the Scent Crusher site from workingclassbowhunter.com. And you can get it right there. So pretty damn cool. Dude, what else? I mean, are we missing something? I feel like we're forgetting something.
I don't know if we're forgetting anything. We always just have such a good time on the show.
I know. I wish we got to get together.
We got to do this in person.
We're making moves to make that happen a little more, make it a little more available for 2021. But we definitely got to do that. We got to get you and Chase in studio, man. We've been talking about that for too long. Chase has got to come in and tell the story about his Alaska trip, so you might as well just come with him, and we'll crank out a record-breaking working-class bow hunter episode. We'll do a five-hour episode.
We'll send out our jet to pick you up.
I'm going to give a little teaser for the next episode.
Okay.
So, and I don't know if I've ever told you guys this story. Maybe I did. I killed a snake one time.
Yes.
With a bow.
Yes. I want that story.
A king cobra on the ground at 15 yards with a bow.
Well, I've heard the story.
We've heard the story.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear, dude, I tell so many people that story. I don't know if I'm supposed to or not, but I'm just like leaking shit that I'm not supposed to. That needs to happen on a podcast.
I've never told a story anywhere except to some of my very best friends. You we do that next podcast.
When last time you told us at ATA like 2 years ago.
Yep.
But it was kind of like it was just us at the table. We made you drink some Busch Lights with us, and you know whatever. And the story, and I'm like, are you serious, man? Like that happened?
We were all in awe.
The details of it all are amazing. That needs to happen. You and Chase need to be here.
All right, we'll do that.
And we need to do. Oh, dude, that would be awesome. I think there's going to be some people emailing you and saying bullshit. I bet, but I know it's true.
We had video. We looked at all the videos. Yeah,
it's on video too.
Yeah. This is unbelievable.
Real quick, I don't want you to give too many leaks, but why a king cobra? Can I ask you that? At least. It's like, shut up, Kurt.
We should save it. Save it. I don't think we want
to. I can't tell you. I wanted to hunt something, and that's all there was to hunt.
That's fair.
They didn't allow, you just didn't hunt in that country that we were in. So.
We'll save it for later, yeah.
Very fair.
Juicy. We made our own, because then you get to write it off.
I love it. So,
take that, IRS. Take that, big government.
Suck it.
Thinking like a farmer.
I like it.
So here's what we'll do then. So when you and Chase come to the studio to tell these crazy stories, because Chase started to tell me his Alaska story, and I go, man, I don't want to be rude, but I'd rather hear this straight on the podcast where it's authentic, because I don't want to have to pretend like I heard it for the first time. He goes, that's right. Okay, fair. I won't tell you. I'll save it. So you need to come with him when he comes back to the studio, probably after November sometime, after all the crazy hunting's over.
Episode 500.
Episode 500, yeah.
In a month.
Episode 499.
499. Oh, damn.
But here's what we're going to do. We're going to hear Chase's story first, right? And then, you know, we'll mix up some cocktails. And then by the time your story comes on the second half.
Just dropping bombs on them.
There'll just be more details than there normally would have been before.
Amen.
That's amen.
Awesome. He's like, okay, fair. That is awesome, man. Well, you're crazy for doing that, which I love it. So that is a great lead into the next time we get together and do that. And that's got to be in person, man.
Yeah, that'd be great. Love to do it. be fun. I've got one last thing to say.
Yeah.
And I try not to be political, but there's a lot of hunters that listen to your deal, and hunters matter this year in the election. So whatever your views are, make sure you go out and vote. That's all I'm going to say.
Very fair. Very fair. Yep. Yep. Definitely, man.
God bless them all.
We don't touch too much on politics. I actually had a couple people message. I had three people message us last week that said that it's a good idea that we make our political endorsement. And I thought that was, I get it, but I thought that was a little weird too, because we try to not touch on that so people get it. They see it everywhere else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't even turn on TV or listen to radio.
Yeah. But Trump 2020, you know what I'm saying? So,
we don't really need to say it.
I don't think, did it have to be said?
Apparently it did.
All right.
I don't know. I was going to say something else. Well, shit, man. Where can everybody get? So just kind of refresher, scentcrusher.com.
Scentcrusher.com, Saurus Systems, S-A-R-U-S, systems.com is for the teachers, businesses, all the rest of that stuff we talked about earlier that kills COVID.
Yep.
And then we will have the Scent Crusher COVID killing system in some retailers this fall. We'll talk more about that at some time in the future. You can check our website for it.
Huge deals, man. You're leading the game in that. It's awesome to see, man. Hard work pays off, and it's cool to see, you know, people see Scent Crusher, but they don't understand all the behind the scenes stuff, the money, the time, the research, all that you guys put into this. Your answer, everybody out there, it works. It's science. hard to argue with. You're doing some good stuff, Dan. It's really cool to see.
Thank you, guys. It's been fun getting to know you guys and spending more time with you. What you guys do for the industry is super special. We have an opportunity here to go collect new hunters and reinvigorate the sport in kind of a funky time, and I appreciate all that you're doing. You're the best.
Well, thanks, man. We appreciate you, you know, believing in us, man, from early on when we started this. And
it really means a lot.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, cool, man. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Scentcrusher.com. And everything we talked about, we'll link in the description so you can find it all there. And I'm sure the word will be spread very quickly here now that everybody knows what's coming. And I'm going to be talking to John Deere tomorrow at work. Hey, you might want to look into the system, because I think it'd be worth it. And I know the guy. So
awesome.
I know a guy.
I know a guy. All right. Thanks, Dan.
Good
we appreciate
luck in
you,
the tree, everybody, this weekend.
Yeah, you too, Dan.
All right. See you guys.
All right. See you. Thanks, everyone. Go shoot your bow. We love you.